Hi, my name's Chip. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and I struggle with vodka. Tonight, we are going to talk about sponsor and accountability partners. And this is a historic night. I never left that on. I can't play, can you tell? This is a historic night because this is the only lesson, I think, in all of CR that does not have an acrostic. I know, right? I looked at this and I was like, I can say anything I want. I'm tired of Satan winning. I'm tired of watching my brothers and sisters get pulled back into their old addictions and old hurts and habits. I'm tired of him winning in my own life. I'm tired of coming back to God again and again and again and saying, I blew it. You know, I've been doing this now for about 4 years, pretty close. And I'm learning that you get out of this thing what you put into it. And as long as we keep picking and choosing, we're going to struggle. I'm learning in my own life where I struggle is where I choose to not be honest, not be transparent, not bring things out in the open, to cover up, to smile, to pretend that everything's okay. I hide behind my sobriety. I hide behind the fact that I've been doing this for a little while, and that I've got guys that I sponsor. And I don't come out and come clean and say, you know what, I'm still struggling in certain areas. And the reason that I'm struggling in those areas is because I'm looking through this program and I'm saying, I'll take this and I'll take this and I'll take that, but not the rest of it. Let me illustrate something for you here real quick. I need 9 people, just whew, you, just front row. Boom, come up here. Whether you want to or not, doesn't matter. Come on up. Stand up right here, just line up. Do I got 9? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I need one more. Jesse, cool, 9. Okay. Just line up, straight line. Just shoop. Straight line. Right. Left, right, left, left. There we go. All right. Basically, in CR, there's 9 pieces to the program. There's food. Right? Fellowship time. Okay? There's worship. There's teaching, there's training, teaching, there's small group, sharing, there's accountability partners, there's sponsors, there's step study, and there's giving back. 9 pieces. Now here's what we do. Here's what I did for a long time. I like food. You're a part of my recovery program. I love worship. You're part of my recovery program. You know, sometimes that teaching stuff's kind of boring. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes that, you know, not the best speakers, you know, this idiot named Chip gets up there and yaks, and it's just, I'm just not in with the teaching stuff. But I do like small group. And this is my recovery program. Now, look at the gaps in here. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Do you see how easy it is to penetrate this to get to me? Now, you guys go back in line. Now, how about this? You see my point? Thank you, guys. You can be seated. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Big hand. You guys stand amazing. As long as we treat this program like a buffet line, we're going to come for a few months. We're going to find a little bit of healing because you're going to hear truth. And the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free, which means by reciprocal, it's error that keeps you bound. So you start to hear truth, and you start to learn some things, and you start to put that truth in practice in your life, and it works a little bit. But as long as you're picking and choosing, guess what? Your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, and he is just looking for that circumstance, for that moment, for that second when your guard is down, to pounce. And if I don't have all of those pieces around me, it is so easy for him to get in. As I was thinking about this lesson tonight, I thought, what good is it for me to spend 25 minutes talking about how to find an accountability partner or a sponsor and what that should look like, when the fact of the matter is most of us have absolutely no intention at all of finding accountability partners or getting a sponsor. Myself included. I fought it tooth and nail. Kent will tell you, in the first step study we did, Kent was the leader. I wasn't about to get a sponsor. I was too proud. I was too arrogant. I knew too much Bible. I could fix this. I was having success. Why do I need a sponsor? Why do I need an accountability partner? I can do this all by myself. And if I'm not smart enough to fix me, I can promise you that there's not going to be anybody else out there smart enough that's going to help me. You know what happened? I failed. Because I went through this program and I picked and chose. I took a little buffet line. I'll have a little bit of worship. I'll have a little bit of small group. I'll take a little bit of this. And I left big gaps for Satan to come through. I am tired of watching my friends fall back. I'm tired of the phone calls at 3 a.m. from a wife that says he's not coming home. I'm tired of my brothers going dark. Where you call and you text, and you show up at the door and you get no response. I have seen personally and in the lives of others what God can do with a life yielded to Him. And it is beautiful. My dear brothers and sisters, let's make this more than just the best place to be on a Wednesday night. Let's make this about changing our hearts to be connected with Him and finding what we were originally created to be. Because that's what we're after. Ted, can you put... Thank you. Ted, can you put the principles up? We started this thing. We talked about going through the principles. Realize I'm not God. I admit that I am powerless to control my tendency to do the wrong thing, and my life is unmanageable. We talked about denial and stepping out of that denial. And we talked about earnestly believe that God exists, that I matter to Him, and that He has the power to help me recover. And we talked about what it means to really understand that there is a God and that He loves me, and that I can know Him and we can walk together. And then we talked about consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control and what it means to really turn our life over. We talked about standing on the chair of trust. Remember that? Now we're getting down to the point where I'm going to confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. And before we go through that process, we need to have someone to walk through it with us. Read this with me. Openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. And the verse that goes with that, happy are the pure in heart, Matthew 5:8. Here's why this is important, guys. As long as I keep secrets in my heart, I'm still standing behind the facade. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You see, if you relate to the facade, the Chip that I want you to see, and you like him, well, then it just proves that the real Chip, you're not going to like him at all. Because you're not really liking me. What you're liking is this facade, this image, this idea of what you know of me. This thing that I've put out here that said, this is who I really am. And those secrets that I keep inside my heart, those secrets continue to say, see, you're worthless. See, if they really knew. See, if they really understood what was going on in your life. See, if they really knew what was going on in your head. If they really understood, they wouldn't accept you at all. And so it becomes this big self-fulfilling prophecy. I've got to keep the image out there because that's what you like, and condemning the person that I really am. Until I say no more. Until I choose to step out from behind the facade. And I find out that not only does God love me, but so do some great brothers and sisters. And then I start to find the real validation that I'm actually after. You see, at the end of the day, what we want is to be known and to be loved. That's it. All this other stuff doesn't matter. We want to be known, and we want to be loved. And how, pray tell, am I going to be known as long as I continue to hide behind a facade? Let's move to the step. We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of our lives. Sorry, ourselves. I can read, honest I can. I are a college graduate. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Lamentations 3:40. Listen, we heard a great teaching on moral, the moral of the story. That was awesome. Just a couple weeks ago. As you start to get this stuff out, as you start to come out from behind the facade, as you start to face who you really are, you start to see God's hand working through your entire life. But it's hard for us to see ourselves correctly. And the reason for that is because we're blind to our own blind spots. By definition, if it's a blind spot, I can't tell where it's at. Let me give you a quick example. When I was early in recovery, I had always used Christianity as a stage for my pride because I had some gifts that the church likes really well. I can sing, and I got the gift of gab, and I have pretty good memory. And the church thought that was pretty spiffy. And so almost always in any church that I was ever in, it was just a few months before I was on stage doing stuff until I came here. I walked through those doors back there, and I started to get a little honest. And I just fully expected, because I'm proud and egotistical, I just fully expected that in a few weeks somebody would ask me to start singing. Or somebody would ask me to be on stage and start teaching. And they didn't. And weeks and weeks and weeks went by, and they didn't. And I got frustrated. And I went to my sponsor. And I said, you know what? God has given me this gift and this talent and these abilities. I don't know why in the world I can't use them. I mean, how in the world am I supposed to grow in grace if I don't use the talents that God has given me? Good logic, right? And I ranted for at least 5 or 10 minutes because I can rant like nobody's business. And my sponsor very patiently listened to me. And he let me get it all out. And then he said, I ended up and I said, I called his name and I said, I just want to sing. And he looked at me and he said, "So sing. Why do you need a stage and a microphone?" I would have never seen that on my own. I was blind to it. I had rationalized that process so well in my mind. I had rehearsed it so good. I had all the good and right reasons for why I was doing what I was doing. I would have never seen that. And that started a whole process of recognizing how my whole life I have used my talents and my abilities to get out of being what I'm really supposed to be. Look at the talent. Don't look at the life. Because I had a good sponsor. Let's do a quick survey. I'm going to break all the rules of public speaking. In public speaking, they tell you never ask a question that you don't already know the answer to, because it can really blow up your speech. So we're going to find out. I'm going to take a risk. If you've been in Celebrate Recovery for, let's say, 9 months or more, and you have achieved some sense of victory, some sense of healing, would you stand real quick? Okay. Now, stay standing. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, let me ask you this. Of you that are standing, if you do not have an accountability partner or a sponsor, an active accountability partner or a sponsor, sit down. Look around the room. Thank you. You see my point? You see, folks, here's the bottom line. I don't want anybody in my business. I really don't. I don't want this man to know me. I want him to like me, because I am such a broken person that he's got a position of authority, and if he likes me, then I must be somewhat some kind of decent. But I don't want him to really know me. Because if he really knows me, then that's going to challenge who I am, and that's going to force me to change. That's the issue, guys. That's really the issue. What are we really after? When I came here, vodka had so torn up my life, destroyed all the relationships with my family, destroyed my job, destroyed everything. I just wanted my life better. That's all I wanted. But as my life started to get better, I found out that there was something more. There's a relationship with a person named Jesus Christ. And in that relationship, I can honestly, truly find healing. But I can't do it by myself. True story. The lie I would always tell myself about vodka was that I could just have one drink. I don't know if anybody else relates to that or not. But I hated the idea that I was an alcoholic. I mean, I'd go to a restaurant, I'd see other people having a drink, and I'd think, why can't I do that? They have one drink, they go home, that's fine. Why can't I do that? I can't. Whatever it is about the chemical composition of vodka and the chemical composition of this, we like each other a lot. But the lie I would always tell myself is I'm going to have just one drink. I've been coming to Celebrate Recovery for about 6 months, and I figured, you know what? I got this. I got it. I've understood some things. I've understood some truth. I'm past that. I've got it now. I can get a bottle of vodka, and I can have one drink. And I'm driving down in Oregon City. I'm driving down. I know every liquor store in the Portland area. I'm driving down Malala Avenue, and there's a liquor store right off to the side. Some of you know where it is, right behind Bi-Mart. And I'm getting ready to get into the turn lane on Malala Avenue to turn into this little shopping area where this thing is. And my phone rings. It's one of my accountability partners. True story. How you doing, Chip? Fine, you dirty... True story. Because I had, the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It also says in Proverbs, every man's way is right in his own eyes. I can rationalize anything. And I need him to look at me and say, uh-uh. Okay, some quick points. And you're, now that I've got you convinced that we actually probably do need this, the first one is, why do I need a sponsor accountability partner? Hopefully we've gone over that. Having a sponsor and accountability partner is biblical. It's all through the Bible. I'm not going to spend any time on that. We've already talked about having a sponsor and accountability partner as a key part of your recovery program. It is definitely the best guard against relapse. I want to talk just a little bit about the qualities and the roles of a sponsor. Some of the questions that I get asked all the time is, what should I look for in a sponsor? Here's the thing. The most important thing. Does his walk match his talk? As you get to know him and or her, does it line up? If you can look at that person and see some wisdom where they can speak into your life, and they've got a little bit more of recovery underneath their belt than you do, that might be a really good person for you to hook up with as far as a sponsor is concerned. Second thing is this, are they strong enough to challenge you? You can't pick a sponsor that you can lead. It doesn't work. You got to pick somebody who can challenge you. You got to pick somebody that can look you in the eye and say, you know what, your mouth is moving and I'm not buying a word you're saying. You've got to pick somebody that can challenge you. Number three, pick somebody that knows how to love. Because at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. I have 7 guys that I work with. I love them as dearly as I love my own children. One of them just started dating this girl, and we just spent about 3 hours, and he's just telling me all about her, and his face is just lighting up, and he's just so excited, and it's just amazing to watch. Another one's walking through a really hard road right now, and my heart breaks with him. You need somebody who can love you and love you deeply. And the last thing is, make sure that they love Jesus. Because at the end, without him, guys, we don't have anything. It's really all about my relationship to him. So make sure that they love Jesus. The difference between a sponsor and accountability partner is really actually pretty simple. An accountability partner is somebody that you're walking with in the same part of life. And a sponsor is somebody who's been down that road a little bit further, who can help you because he has some experience. So, my middle daughter has been dating this guy for about 4 years, and they broke up last night. You know, at 47, I can look at that and I probably have a little bit of wisdom to offer that she's never going to see at 19. To her, the world is over. She sent me a text today. I said, how are you? She said, I'm coping with Starbucks and my teddy bear. And that's kind of what a sponsor is. A sponsor is somebody who can look, who's been down the road, who can look at life and say, okay, step back for a second. I know this seems like the end of the world, but let's step back for a second. Let's look for the truth here, because it's going to be the truth that sets you free. It's error that keeps you bound. Where's the error in your thinking? That person, that sponsor, will help you through those times when it seems like the whole world is crashing. This hasn't been real dynamic and not very philosophical and all that wonderful stuff. But I'm not sure that I know a lesson that's more important. If you really, really want to find some healing and really want to find out what it's like to have a real, honest relationship with Jesus Christ, Get yourself some accountability partners. I don't know what you do in the other small groups. In the addiction group, when we do our prayer requests, we put our name and our phone numbers on the card. That's a great place to start. You get a card with a phone number on it. Call that number and say, hey, I got your card this week. I'm praying for you. By the way, why don't we stop and get coffee? That's a great place to start. If you're looking for a sponsor, come talk to somebody that's got a lanyard on. I never wear mine, but somebody who's got a lanyard on, they can help you, point you in the right direction. Talk to your small group leader. If you're in a step study, talk to your step study leader. Or just grab one of us and say, hey, I'm looking for a sponsor. Can you help? We'd be glad to do it. Let's not have any more tragedies, guys. Let's just not let Satan win. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I've doubted that sometimes. It seems like Satan's got all the tools. The only reason that Satan has all the tools is because we're not taking advantage of the ones God has given us. Heavenly Father, I love you and I love these people. God, just help us to get it. Just help us understand that this is so much bigger than behavior modification. Help us to stop the pain and stop the hurting. Help us to take advantage of the tools that you've given us and to love each other and support one another. Put our arms around each other and say, let's move forward. And when one heart hurts, for us all to hurt. And when one heart rejoices, for all of us to rejoice. I just want to know you, God. I want to walk with you. I want to be pure and I want to be honest. I want my friends to walk with me and to find your healing and find your love. We'll give you all the praise because you alone are worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.